Good afternoon. Thanks for coming, and apologies, because the old joke about how many PhDs does it take to replace a light bulb will now be replaced by how many PhDs does it take to use the registration system properly, because I only got my name in there and not Christoph's. This always was a joint project that we've worked on, and most of it is actually Christoph, so he's going to start with the first half of it, and then I'll take over.
Thank you. So, this talk is about X13 binary, which is a grand package that basically installs X13 ARIMA seeds, which is the seasonal adjustment software by the United States Census Bureau. And so this is the package we wrote together. There was always a package called seasonal, which was my package, and which is a R interface to X13 ARIMA seeds. And it has been around for a while, about 3 years. And so while it has been refined a lot over time and became more popular, it was always very hard to install it. And the reason for that is that you had to download the binaries from the US Census Bureau's website or the source code. And this was very difficult, and so Dirk has contacted me this winter, and
Keep going.
Right, okay, we'll have enough time. So, So I will tell you shortly about what is seasonal adjustment, what is X13, and how it can be used in R. So seasonal adjustment basically is the idea that you can decompose a time series into three components. First, it's like a long-term trend, then you could have a seasonal component. These are inter-year fluctuations that repeat regularly, that are predictable, and then you have like the rest, which is a irregular component. So more concretely, here we have a time series. So this is from 1990 to 2006, May, and this is the US unemployment rate as it is surveyed by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So you have like this major recessions here, and you can also see that there is like a regular pattern during the year. And when you do seasonal adjustment now, you are decomposing it, into like a trend, and then you have this regular seasonal component, and you also have the rest. Now, this is decomposed using X13, so you have the seasonal component changes over time, and there are built-in R functions to do a similar decomposition, but with these decompositions, you won't get this changeable seasonal component over time. So then this is the result. Now here we are taking the original series and we are subtracting the seasonal component, and this gives us the seasonally adjusted series. So the black line here is the original unemployment rate, and the red line is the seasonally adjusted. So this is done now with X13 within R, but the result, the red line, is very similar to the officially published seasonal adjusted unemployment rate by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So now you can answer a question that was hard to answer before. The black line went down here in May. So was this just something good or not? So the seasonal adjusted line now tells you that this was not a purely seasonal effect. So yeah, this is the benefits of seasonal adjustment, that we can recover the underlying signal in a series, and we can remove the predictable seasonal component over time. People can say, okay, you can do that with a percentage change here from this May to last May, but there are two problems associated with that. So one is you will miss turning points. So whenever there is a change during this year, it's hard to detect when this turning point has occurred. So this year-on-year percentage change rates, they have a big delay, like 6 or 8 months. And also you won't be able to correct for calendar effect. So X13 also is able to adjust for calendar effects. So if Easter was this year in April and last year in March, then you won't be able to catch this feature if you look at percentage change rates over the year. So X13 is like the most well-known software for seasonal adjustment. It's written and maintained by the US Census Bureau. It's a combination of two older softwares, X12 and DramaSeeds. It's written in Fortran, and it is downloadable from the Census Office website as a window executable and as a Fortran source code, which you could build for Mac or Linux. So, and X13 or some of the predecessors are used in basically almost all offices in the world. So how can you use it in R? It's super easy. You just need to load the library. Then you take a time series. Here we take the built-in time series air passengers. We write C's around it. And this returns us an object of class C's for which there are like several methods. And the method that shows here is like the plot method. So we have the original example series air passengers, the black line. And red line is the seasonally adjusted series. So C's does a lot of stuff here. It does a lot of automated testings. There are like hundreds of options you can add. These options, they are well documented in US Bureau's official documentation. Yeah, I think that's how it is. There is a website, www.seasonal.website, where you can try all the stuff out. You can check all the options that are available. And if you use these selectors, you will get an adjusted R call here. You can also adjust the R call to update the selectors. So this is a pretty nice thing to try out how seasonal works. And now Derek will.
Just, I mean, that's not a website, that's his website. I mean, he wrote that. And this, it's really slick. I mean, as far as new style JavaScript websites go, and it basically gives you all the feature richness that X13 Arima has, which the seasonal package has, which you could always use, but it was a bit of a pain. So I got dragged into this because the New York Times published a data set in November and some code with it, which was, of course, terrible. It had pipes and plier, and so I had to rewrite it. And, but they also did the deseasonalization using seasonal, because why wouldn't you? Everybody in the world uses X13 Arima. Everybody in R uses a seasonal package. It's just you couldn't quite use it. And I just wanted to packify the code that the New York Times had published, because I'm with Gabo there. You know, we write packages. We want to automate these things. And so we had seasonal. But there was, you know, a README, carefully written, gentle, on this operating system, you have to do this, you have to do that. And there's just, there was a hole, because we have this wonderful infrastructure, thanks to R and CRAN, that just allows us to do things. CRAN gives us quality, curation, checks, availability. We press a button or run a single function or a littler front end, and it all just works. So I wanted to put this in. And I basically realized that that's a really sort of simple engineering problem. So let's just address it, solve it, and show off. And so what we did here, we wrote a little installer package. That's actually X13 binary, which you as the customer don't see. You install seasonal. It just then relies on X13 binary that does these things. And we use GitHub essentially as a free service. And because it's free, people like me will abuse it. And we use it as a file in a web server and put the files there. That all worked because we could set up a repository that we called X13 pre-built. What's blue there are actually real links. So when you get the PDF slides, you can follow through to the repo. And we just set up three subdirectories, and then we later sort of refactored it, and now we have a top-level directory per major release, and then the three subdirectories for the three main operating systems we care about. And then for some of them also, I think the flavors, the 32-bit builds and 64, whatever degrees of sort of specialization we needed, and in essence, just use R tools that figure out what OS you're on and where the files need to go. So it will be aware of what operating system needs to install these things. And that got wrapped in the configure step of the X13 binary package. So if you do an initial install and you don't have it installed, you either get a binary that already has it because at it build it happened, or if you do it during during from a source install, it just reduces these steps. When the required binary is not found on the system, it will just download and copy it. The package then has a couple of more R functions so that we can programmatically actually check that everything is sane. So now seasonal will not only rely on X13 binary, but upon its checkup can run a simple runtime test, which gets us back to the topic of the earlier talks by Richie. So with this now, X13 binary is a CRAN package, meaning you get it ready to run and use on all relevant operating systems, clients such as seasonal, and then again, clients of seasonal, such as the gun sales package that I built or the GGCs package by Peter Ellis that sticks seasonal into the ggplot framework, can just depend on it and just work. And nobody has to sort of farm out, read readmes, duct tape things together to find binaries on some sort of things manually. And now it's really robust and automated. X13 binary then uses this X13 pre-built repo that we have to get the program downloaded and installed. And this was something that we could do for CRAN because CRAN doesn't have an issue with this, even though we're bringing binaries in. This all works here because the code is really open source. It's just provided by Census in a form that wasn't good enough for us. And there are no copyright issues because the aggregate binaries that are being built and for which CRAN then is a distributor don't have any license issues. So to that extent, the pattern, the solution that we provided here is generalizable in similar setups, but you can't really do it with completely closed source software or software with obnoxious licenses. And so summary, takeaways, what do we have here? So we talk about deseasonalization. It's very widely used. It's very powerful. There's a reference method implemented, researched, provided, implemented by Census, and everybody uses it. We had a wonderful package in R to use that. It was just a little manual and tedious to set up. And so we leveraged CRAN and GitHub to take the tedium out. So I have the conclusion site a second time now without the orange pain point, and that's where we're at. Everybody's happy. Questions? Say that again, which one? I mean, I have a sort of personal opinion for anything involving R Java, but that's not suitable for a room with women and small children. The problem really is Census. It's a beautiful piece of software, and I just don't understand why it's not released as a library that we could just compile against it. So right now we're just forced to work with the binary. But with the binary, while it's tedious, at least it's conceptually similar. And Christoph did all the legwork. We recover all the options that a user wants, write it in a command file, invoke the binary, pick up the results, give it back, and you don't see it. With the Java thing, you still rely on the fact that the client has a working Java installation. Good luck with that. Well,
but I mean, we haven't looked into JDimitra. That was the question, right? Whether we looked into JDimitra, right? Yeah.
Nope.
We haven't.
Yeah. We leave that for others. Left as an exercise for the reader.
We've got time for one more question. Go for it, Richie.
So the question was whether it could get allowed right away. I mean, it was a bit of an unusual package, so I think we preceded this with emails to the CRAN maintainers to sort of clear the ground. But the key is Census not only gives it in an inconvenient form as source or a binary, they also had an inconvenient license on it. I mean, it was sort of stuff done by the U.S. government, which then means it's basically a public good in the U.S., with an undefined status in the rest of the world. It's sort of a classic example of one of these things, don't invent a new license. Use a tried and tested license. I mean, I have my preferences, you may have your preferences, just don't come up with a new one, and they did the wrong one. But they were cognizant of that, and Christoph, who was just actually visiting Census, told me that they added a line to that that's basically public domain for the rest of the world as well. And sort of with that, it wasn't a problem because Vienna and the Mirror Network can distribute this because it's actually, it's free and open source. It's a gift to the world. But yeah, pre-checks help.
Thank you very much, David.